Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We got jokes today from Marilyn and Sarah in Milwaukee, who says, hey, here's a good joke, and I don't even want one of your mugs. Imagine that. Barb in Elkhorn, Wisconsin sent us a joke. And Barb in Chandler, Arizona sent us a joke. And Bob in Iowa, thank you. And Megan from Park Ridge wrote, hey, John, this joke is my favorite joke my late grandmother told several years ago. She was an avid WGN listener and passed away a year before your joke started. She would have loved this segment. Here goes. My coworker showed up to work with two black eyes, and I asked what happened, and he said, well, I was standing behind a woman on the escalator, and her dress was tucked into her underwear, so I reached up to remove it, and she punched me in the eye. And I said, well, how'd you get two black eyes? And he said, well, I tried to put it back. No good deed goes unpunished. At breakfast, the wife asked her husband, what would you do if I won the lotto? And he says, I'd take my half and leave you. And she says, great, I won $12 yesterday. Here's $6. Stay in touch. My mother-in-law fell down a wishing well. I was so shocked. I had no idea those things worked.
Hey, John, I saw a moose on the way to work this morning.
How did you know it was on the way to work? Do it again, Dave.
Hey, John, I saw a moose on the way to work this morning.
How did you know it was on the way? How did you know it was on its way to work? It'll be funny when we edit it later.
Yes.
My wife said, you need to do more chores around the house. I said, can we change the subject? She said, okay, more chores around the house need to be done by you. That's a grammar joke for those of you that are into English. Horse comes up to a one-legged guy and says, hey, how you getting on? Hey, Dave, did I see your wife on the beach in New York with a basket full of batteries?
That's right. She sells sea cells by the seashore.
Sea cells.
Is that by that much?
We're not done. Is that unusual for that area, Dave?
I'd say it is.
Would you say it's unique for New York? Would you say that it is unique for New York?
Yes.
All right, you go ahead and try that three times.
Unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York.
That's good.
You only had to say it once.
I'm going to get him one of these days. I crossed a lot of things off my to-do list yesterday. I didn't actually do them, but I did cross them off my list. I think my wife, Brenda, can relate to that. All right, Steve, this is where you come in, Alexander.
Oh, I thought there was one more before you got to me.
No, we're not going to do that one.
Our next two jokes are about a nervous pilot.
On the first day of my flying lessons, I looked down nervously and asked my co-pilot, hey, what are all those buttons for? And he said,
those are to keep your shirt closed. This is the control tower. Can you give me your position?
Yes, I'm next to a cloud that looks like a lion.
Can you be more specific?
Simba? That was either one of our best or one of our worst editions ever of speed jokes. I'm not sure which. It was what it was. Send your best jokes, please, to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We may pull from them and pick your joke and give you a Speed Jokes coffee mug. You can always share these with your friends. Just go to WGNradio.com/speedjokes.